food for Bachchan Jr., due to Bachchan's frank conversation with Kartik Aaryan and Vidya Balan on a show, veteran actor Amitabh Bachchan shared an interesting anecdote relating to his grandson, Agastya Nanda. Bachchan shared that while the latter was studying in New York, he would frequent an Indian restaurant. Once the youngster noticed a dish named an El Esquo, Amitabh Bachchan on their menu and inquired about it. When the actor told the staff that Bachchan Sr. was his grandfather, they dismissed him. It was after Agastya showed them a photo of the duo on his phone that they believed him, and he subsequently received free meals from the outlet for 2 years, shared Big B. Agastya, Shweta Nanda's son, made his debut with The Archies, the film that mattered yesterday marked 26 years since the release of Shah Rukh Khan, Kajol, and Rani Mukherjee's Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Celebrating his directorial venture, Karan Johar took to his social media handles to share a video along with a heartfelt note of cool neck chains, neon shirts, pink headbands, summer camp with only dancing involved, wishing on Toota Taras, cheating in basketball, dosti that turns into PR and characters that live through time and beyond, Johar wrote, referencing several plot points of the film. His post received love from fans and celebrities alike. The film earned immense acclaim upon its release and won several awards, including the National Film Award for Best Popular Film. The Love Sage also featured Salman Khan in a cameo, celebrating the dream girl. Bollywood folk poured their hearts out to wish actor-politician Hema Malini on her 76th birthday yesterday. Kajol shared a picture of Malini dressed in a beautiful sari, and wrote, to the timeless Hema Malini and M-Dash, happy birthday. Wishing you health, joy, and endless grace. Malini and Dharmendra's daughter Esha also took to her Instagram account and shared a picture with her adorable mama. Selena Jaitley lauded her work as a member of parliament, and shared, your radiant beauty and brilliant personality will make anyone standing next to you look like Shrek, making ill-informed decisions. Rakul Preet Singh, who will be next seen in Dada Pyar Da 2, recently suffered an injury after she attempted to lift 80 kilos during a training session at the gym. She has been on bed rest since a week, and is said to be recuperating steadily. A source reportedly said, on October 5, Rakul was working out. She performed an 80-kilo deadlift without wearing a supporting belt, which resulted in a back spasm. The actor made the poor decision to continue training, which further aggravated the injury. The injury caused the L4, L5, and S1 nerves to get jammed. Soon after, her blood pressure dropped, and she broke into a sweat. This is a lesson learned, and hopefully she will recover soon, the source added. To new subjects, imagine walking thousands of miles along India's vast coastline and living in solitude to protect a species on the brink of extinction. That's the extraordinary journey of Satish Bhaskar, the subject of the upcoming documentary, Turtle Walker. Co-produced by renowned filmmakers Zoya Akhtar and Reema Kagati, Turtle Walker tells his story of unwavering dedication to sea turtle conservation. In the late 1970s, he embarked on a mission to uncover the nesting beaches of these enigmatic creatures and safeguard their future. As per a media source, Akhtar said, he has walked nearly every inch of India's coastline to discover the nesting beaches of sea turtles so that they could be protected. His indomitable spirit saved the enigmatic creatures from extinction and reminds us how precious our planet is. No mean feat. Jaideep Alawat has heaped praise on Vijay Verma, whom he has known since their formative years at the FTII. In an interview, Alawat said of Verma's work in the Hijack film, IC-814, it's so difficult to play it, because in the whole film, he is sitting on one seat. It's not easy to handle that job. It's not easy to play that character, shared the actor. Verma will be seen in the upcoming projects, Ul Jalul Ishkan Matka King. Meanwhile, Alawat will be seen in the sequel of Prime Video India's crime show Patal Lok Season 2.